Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship Salem Media, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and our veterans and our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, as well as our great American truck drivers out there getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. Also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the week out, as always, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's in California. Well, they don't care. They don't care. As long as you don't feed them late for lunch. All right. Thank you very much, guys and gals. Okay, time to go back in. You got 52 minutes to last call probably just happened. All right, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tonight, we start out with a new twist to the show, Kyle. It's called the chat room on the Facebook page. Now, our Facebook page that we've got the chat room on is the official Captain's America Third Watch. Now, we're still in the other chat room for a while, but we're on the official Captain's America Third Watch in the chat room, and you will see the little link up at the top of the page for the chat room. All you got to do is click on it, and boom, you're in it. And I already put out a greeting to everybody that's there. So there you go. Now, that's enough of that for a minute. Kyle, what a day yesterday was. And I'm going to use a word. I'm going to coin a phrase that we've heard before. You ready?
Yep.
August 15th, a day that will live in infamy.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what we've seen going on, yeah.
Now, here's why. Greg Cluxton is going to tell us in 30 seconds.
President Biden had hoped for an orderly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, but Taliban militants captured key provincial cities and the seat of power in Kabul much faster than the White House expected. Just over a month ago, the president said it would be highly unlikely for the Taliban to overrun the country. It proved to be a serious miscalculation, and Republicans are sharply criticizing the administration for America's chaotic evacuation from Afghanistan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, you and I have been telling this audience for months that we were in big trouble in Afghanistan, that the Afghanistan army had lost the will to fight. They didn't want to fight. And in many occasions, without the United States around them,
they would drop their weapons down, get out of their uniforms, and head for the hills.
That's right.
And that had been going on for a while.
Exactly.
And our intelligence agency knew it. And back, and the agencies knew it. And back in July, they had a meeting with Joe Biden. They told him what was going on and the fact that Afghanistan was deteriorating and it was going to be lost sooner rather than later. Well, Joe Biden says, no, they never told me that. And he was asked a second time by the same reporter. He says, no, I never was told that. Well, he's lying. Because several congressmen have come out, not Democrats, but Republicans, and said that Joe Biden knew exactly what they knew because he gets all the same briefings that they get. And back in July, starting on July the 8th, they were aware of the fact that Kabul was in big trouble and was going to fall sooner rather than later. Plus, the Taliban was on the move all around Afghanistan, working their way from the north to the south, which was a little bit easier for them to do because it's more remote and easier to take over the smaller villages that are up there and the smaller cities. And that's how they got their big foothold on everything, not to mention the fact that coming from Iran, from that side of the fence, they pushed themselves all the way up to the outside perimeter of Kabul, where this morning sometime they went into Kabul with very little resistance at all as the Afghans, the government, the president, and many of the high-ranking military people hopped on a plane and took off for Tajikistan.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, no matter what kind of administration it is, Republican or Democrat, there has to be consistency in terms of foreign policy, or at least the information leading up to transitions. And certainly after the transition, the president would have had access to every single bit of information about Afghanistan. And to make, this is no miscalculation is what I'm getting at. For some reason, this has gone the way that it's gone. But I think it's going to be very interesting. They'll be able to show that the president received certain briefings on certain days and what was contained therein. So this is a debacle, not only, obviously, the major one in Afghanistan, but also politically for Joe Biden.
Well, that's true, and here comes the music, so hold that thought, folks, when we come back more about Afghanistan. We're not going to talk about Afghanistan the whole night because there is other news. For example, we had ourselves a great big earthquake in Haiti, which has caused thousands to be killed or injured or missing as we currently speak. We'll get into that after a while, but we got to talk a little bit more about Afghanistan. Where do we go from here? Because they're going to be coming after us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Ms. Announcer Lady. We appreciate you very much doing what you're doing. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor. Now, don't forget Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and will yours too over a period of time. Now, the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever problems you're having by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And don't forget, it also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, it supports healthy joints and muscles, helps with the healing process, and for the amazing low price of $19.95 for 3 weeks, you can try the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Gets it all going. And then after that, you go on the automatic monthly plan, and away you go. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Relieffactor.com/captain is the website. This product works for me, or I would not be telling you about it. It's that simple. And it's a good product. And if you're in pain and you want to get out of it, or you're on some heavy-duty medication and you want to kick the habit, this is what will work. It's worked for me. I believe it will work for you. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Okay, Kyle, let's get into the mix of things here. What do you think the American people, what do you think their reaction is going to be to this as more and more people find out about this?
Well, Captain, I think that they're going to see that this was mishandled. Now, we are approaching, obviously, the 20-year anniversary of 9/11.
Yes.
You're going to hear a lot of people talking about how we've been in Afghanistan for 20 years, basically. You're going to hear a lot about how the American people don't necessarily want the war to continue for a long time. However, that being said, they also understand, Captain, that when it was handled the way that it's handled, with the rapidity with which the Taliban took over the country and ran everybody out of Kabul now at this point, and knowing what the Taliban are like, we know what they were like before 2001. Captain, as you know, and this is putting it almost mildly, where they would stone people, whip people, they hang people, they murder people, they enforce Sharia law, they say women can't work, it goes, the list goes on and on. They are terribly, despicably horrible. And the American people understand that if we haven't done everything we can to get the people out who want to get out, and by the way, there's some 60 countries that are calling for people to be able to leave if they want to leave, the Taliban won't care about that.
Well, here's the thing. There are thousands of people right now in the vicinity of the Kabul airport. Now, I'm going to go right to the telephone line for a second here. We got Dan, the man, Professor Dan, our professor emeritus on the line. Okay, Mr. Dan, what is your thought about what's going on in Afghanistan?
I'll tell you what it means to the United States. We're no longer a player in the grand strategic game.
Well, that's what they wanted. That's what the Biden group wanted.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what Biden just walked away from an empire,
mm-hmm.
which is the he's a clown. You know, the four countries now that are the grand masters, as Trump said during one of the debates, the chessboard, Iran, Russia, China, and to a certain extent, India. We're not even there. We weren't invited. We walked away. So, you know, Iran has more troops in Venezuela than we do.
Yeah.
Russia has more troops in Venezuela than we do.
Yeah.
China has more troops in Venezuela than we do. And that's in our backyard, and it seems like nobody cares. We're at other people's dictates now, not our own, and we're going to be like that for a long time to come. I never thought Joe Biden ran up the bed sheet up the flagpole today
mm-hmm.
when the Taliban took over. I don't see any way now of ever getting back there. For, you know, the Chinese look at it, as I said the other night, rare earth. It's full. The greatest depository of lithium is in Afghanistan.
Correct.
You see why China's interested. They got a lot of gold deposits that they've never used.
Yep.
You know, the Russians just want to laugh at the United States.
Yep.
Nothing else. They would love to embarrass us where we embarrassed them when they were there. You know, they gave us some of the best advice, too, before we went in. They told Bush, don't go in. You'll regret it.
Mm-hmm.
We went in on, you know, we did it on the cheap here the last 7 years, 2,500 troops in an Air Force base.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere else we'd have more influence at such a cheap price than when we were there in Afghanistan. But you see it. It's like watching Saigon fall now, and you get.
Well, this is worse. This is worse than Saigon, and I'll tell you why it's worse than Saigon. We know what's going to happen to the people that are there right now because the women and children, they've already killed them along the way that have been westernized. They haven't even given them a chance to do anything. But they came out today, and there was a statement that was attributed to the Taliban that said, oh, don't worry, you can just accept us and accept Sharia law. Or you can accept beheading.
Exactly. And they want list of single women between 15 and 45 as potential wives for the Taliban coming into Kabul.
Correct.
This isn't the North Vietnamese or the Viet Cong. This is more like the Khmer Rouge, the Islamic Khmer Rouge.
They're worse than ISIS, you know, Dan.
Oh, yes. And I'm just glad none of our pilots ever got shot down. There wouldn't be any prisoners exchanged. They would have mutilated them.
That's correct. And so, that's why with our helicopters flying around, we got to be very careful.
Right. And I'm kind of surprised at that so far, that the airport is held like it has. if hair breaks loose at that airport, you know, you got people stacked on top of people there. I don't know how you would fight your way out of that. But
well,
so far, so good. And, you know, that's great. That part of it so far.
Yeah, I saw a picture. I saw a picture today earlier of one of the commercial jets that was there, one of the rented jets that was flying a group of people out, and they had literally 1,000 people around the plane, and you were never going to get them on a plane.
No, you're not. You know, some of these planes will have for like 100 paratroopers, and they've got 250 civilians on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we crashed a lot of planes out of Da Nang, a couple of them, you know, putting too many people on it, too many orphans on it, crash mm-hmm. on takeoff.
Okay.
A couple of them.
All right.
But anyway,
I have a quick question for Dan.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah. What did you say, Kyle?
Yeah, I said I had a quick question for Dan.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dan, so put a little bit in perspective with this rare earth issue. Where are we 10 years down the road as we're calling for electrification of cars and so forth? All this is going to come from China. Isn't Joe Biden just offering up this? This domination by China and the battery market, basically?
All right, you got 45 seconds, and we're going to break, Dan.
Okay, I think one thing, he's compromised by China and Russia, and he's kind of playing their game. That's Joe Biden, the clown. All right, the rare earth, I would say in 10 years, we're never going to hit the electric vehicle numbers we want. I think cars in within 15 years will resemble the 1961 Ford Falcon than what you see on today. We don't have the rare earth. They don't call it rare earth for nothing. China controls it, and if they control our car market, they pretty much control the country. And they're going to control a lot of parts of the world on that, especially when it comes to cobalt.
Okay, cool. Thank
All
you,
right.
Dan.
All right, thanks, Dan. The music's going to be coming up in my ear here in about 10 seconds. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, and Kyle, we are going to be going to break here, but that was an important call to get in there because I know Dan has a very good perspective on things, having worked with the government, especially over there in China for all those years and whatnot. So he's got a really good insight on what's about to happen next. And China has lined themselves up quite nicely to go after all of that lithium.
Well, exactly right. I'm so glad what Dan was talking about because, again, I think, Captain, it's going to become more and more apparent about Joe Biden and possible ties or influence by China. That becomes a much more robust subject, doesn't it, and knowing what we know now.
That's the thing. But, see, I hope that the people are going to start getting serious about this and that the media is going to start doing some investigating. And that they're going to start yelling and screaming and hollering to their Democratic representatives. I'm talking about the Democrats now, because if they do, then we can impeach Joe Biden. And then, by the way, while we're after that, we'll impeach Kamala Harris, because she's implicated in all this.
Good time, yeah.
All right, think about this for a second. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more where this came from, and we're going to get it all out there for you. So we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Taliban forces have entered the Afghan capital of Kabul, causing Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to flee the country.
In a message on Facebook, Ghani said he left Afghanistan to save its capital city from any further bloodshed. A Taliban spokesperson said Sunday they had entered the presidential palace to negotiate a transfer of power. The rapid advancement of Taliban forces and the quick defeat of the Afghan army have many asking how it happened. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells CNN that American investments in the Afghan army were unable to produce a defense of the country.
We had invested over four administrations, billions of dollars, along with the international community, in the Afghan security and defense forces, building a modern military with the most sophisticated equipment, 300,000 forces strong, with an air force that the Taliban didn't have. And the fact of the matter is, we've seen that that force has been unable to defend the country, and that has happened more quickly than we anticipated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and away we go. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, and you too, if you want to call in at 877-969-8600, is brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, Mike Lindell just had that very highly successful 3-day seminar that they had 1 billion people, 1 billion people reach out on the web to watch that, and that was just amazing. And I'm going to be talking about the science that the Democrats choose to ignore, which is going to have a lot to do with Mike Lindell here in a little bit in the next hour. But you can go to MyPillow.com. You can click on the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's right there, and it'll take you to all the different items that he's got that are just insanely priced. And by going over there, you can save 50%, 70%. 50% of the Giza sheets are half off. The Giza pillowcases are half off. The mattress toppers are half off. I mean, there are some fantastic deals there all the way down the line on the MyPillow products. Now, you use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's what gets you in the door, and that's what gets you the discount, the promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can call them at 800-641-5459. You can call them at 800-641-5459. And remember that everything that's there is there at a discount if you just use that promo code on MyPillow.com, Captain. Very simple. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's going to be an interesting conversation in the next hour about Mike Lindell, his symposium, and what we know was discussed and what happened to him besides being hacked. And it's going to be very interesting for the American people to find out how tough it's been for Mike Lindell, and all he's trying to do is tell the truth.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, again, that's, you know, that's the bedrock of our society is when you know something, you say something, and if you figured it out, you present evidence, and we get to make up our own minds. Exactly.
Now, I'm going to go back to the Afghanistan situation, because now as we watch the situation that's unfolded in Afghanistan, it's clear that Joe Biden's decisions and strategic failures have led to one of the worst foreign policy blunders in American history. Now, these massive failures in Afghanistan would have never happened if Joe Biden had followed the conditions-based withdrawal process negotiated by the Trump administration with a longer timetable to withdraw the troops. However, Biden's decision to simply cut and run without even telling the Afghans what he was doing empowered our enemies and embarrassed the United States. Now, instead of addressing these issues and a dire situation in the Middle East, Democrats have now prioritized things like implementing a mask mandate and pushing reckless infrastructure spending bills that are going to handicap our economy as we try to recover from COVID-19. Now, as a result, we've seen business closures, record-setting inflation that's raised the prices of everything from gas to groceries to ice cubes, which used to be free. Not anymore. They're charging for them. Kyle, this is a mess.
It's a complete mess. And especially regarding Afghanistan, you know, if President Biden was under the impression that somehow Afghanistan might be divided up with various peace agreements or this kind of stuff, he was just absolutely out to lunch, no doubt about it. The Taliban, with the swiftness that they moved across the country, Captain, is just shocking, at least shocking, I think, to the administration.
The administration wasn't paying attention to what they were being told by their intel people.
Right, exactly. And for Joe Biden to basically say, you know, hey, you know, I'm looking at this with clear eyes. I can do all this. That was either the height of arrogance or stupidity.
And I got to ask you a question, Kyle. Is this any surprise when we've seen Joe Biden ignore the border security advice from border security experts on the ground and still continues to do so, and it's out of control on the border? Is this any surprise?
No, it's not a surprise because it leads us to the same conclusion, or at least an inevitable conclusion, Captain, where we can only conclude that this must be policy goals that Biden has, as opposed to just ignoring something, because nobody in their right mind would ignore such things.
Well, I think I've got it partially figured out. Joe Biden was not installed, installed in the White House to do what's right or to take advice from anybody on anything, expert or not. That runs counter to the objectives and narratives of the far-left progressive socialist Democrats that are pushing him, period, end of story. You agree with that?
Well, yes. I mean, this is, I think, one of the reasons he was presented as the grandfatherly, nice guy hiding in the basement. Everything's going to be okay. I'm not going to have any mean tweets, et cetera, et cetera. Just you know, put me in the White House and everything will be fine. But he sort of showed that he was, you know, going to be a uniter, et cetera, et cetera. But all the while, he had no intention of doing that.
Well, according to a Sunday report in the Wall Street Journal, which I saw, that's exactly what Joe Biden is doing. Now, he reportedly overruled the advice of his top military officials when ordering the United States pullout from Afghanistan at light speed. Now, prior to announcing this disastrous decision, which ultimately led to Biden's Saigon, that's what we've got now, he's going to have the Biden's Saigon yoke hung around his neck forever. It'll stay there forever. Biden met with several top military commanders all of whom recommended he leave a force of 2,500 troops in the country and step up negotiations with the Taliban for a peace deal while he was trying to withdraw and get the civilian contractors out of Dodge. And by the way, we don't even know for sure how many civilian contractors are at that airport or scattered around Afghanistan, cut off, that can't get there to try to get it back home. We don't even know the number.
Well, that's right, because the entire thing is, just a major, major catastrophe.
Now, I know he overruled General Frank McKenzie, the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East, and CENTCOM, who happens to be right over here off my left shoulder on the other side of Tampa Bay. I also know that he overruled General Austin Scott Miller, who led the NATO forces in Afghanistan. And I also know that even though I don't care for him, he overruled the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, and stabbed him in the back.
Well, exactly. So again, what is Joe Biden substituting here? You know, if you're a president and you don't listen to the experts,
I know what his logic is. You ready for this?
What's that?
This is oxymoronic. Now, here's what he said in a statement on Saturday before he disappeared on his three, four, five-day vacation. He said, one more year or five more years of U.S. military presence would not have made a difference in the Afghan if the Afghan military cannot or will not hold its own country. And an endless American presence in the middle of another country's civil conflict was not acceptable to me. Well, that was a false choice, Mr. Joe Presidente guy.
Well, exactly right. And in other words, saying things that, you know, sort of sound good in that sense, but he hasn't thought it through.
Well, weak is the understatement of the year for him looking. How about cowardly? I believe that man is a coward by doing this. And now, where's he at when he should be addressing the country and saying something? Where's he at? Nowhere to be found.
Yeah, well, up at Camp David. And by the way, Captain, the White House released a picture of him sitting at an empty conference table looking at a screen, you know, meeting virtually.
Big freaking deal.
Well, exactly. But they understand, I mean, how bad this, the optics are terrible, and that's why they put that picture out. And, to say that he's just going to stay at Camp
Yesterday, Anthony Blinken was on with Jake Tapper on television, and Jake Tapper drilled him, and he pressed Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, on the Afghan exit, and he said, how did President Biden get this so wrong? And Blinken said, well, what we've done, what the president has done, is make sure that we were able to adjust to anything that happened on the ground. We had those forces at the ready in the event that this moved in a direction where we had to bring more forces in to try to get our people out. What a jackass. And then Tapper snapped back and he showed up. He says, why didn't you have those troops there in the first place instead of taking them out?
Well, precisely. And, you know, Joe Biden and the Biden administration, the Biden campaign enjoyed such a wonderful relationship with the media. But now, Captain, even in some cases, they can get it so wrong that even the media starts going after him.
His destiny and his, all they'll remember him for is cutting and running in Afghanistan. And that is what I'll remember him for, plus the thousands of deaths that are now going to come as a result of what the Taliban are about to do, and we all know it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yahoo! And it's Don and Don up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them very much doing that for us. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. And for you guys and gals up on I-10 right about now, you want to time your cut-through from about Mobile to Crestview, Florida. You want to get it done as soon as possible because in about another 8 to 10 hours, it's going to get really bad up there with Tropical Storm Fred coming that way. Now, it's got 50-mile-an-hour winds at the moment with gusts to 60, and it's got a lot of rain with it, a lot of rain. It's going to get very, very, very wet, and there's going to be a lot of flooding with this storm up there in the Panhandle. We'll tell you more about that with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right after we play you a little music, and we're going to rock.
Yeah.
That's a little fog hat. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, you remember that one?
Yeah, back from 1975.
I'm telling you what, sounding pretty good. And I had a choice to play that tonight, and I found it, and I said, yep, I'm going to do it. So, doggone it, we did it. All right, well, here we go. Tropical Storm Fred should make landfall in the western Florida panhandle this afternoon or sometime early this evening. Heavy rainfall from Fred through Tuesday will lead to flash urban small stream and isolated river flooding impacts in western Florida all the way up into the middle Atlantic states, because this puppy's going to go and make a north turn a little bit more to the northeast and head up, cut across the northwest section of Georgia, Alabama, and dump a bunch of rain. Now, out west, of course, Kyle, you're going to tell us all about that, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. We'll start tonight in southern Arizona near Phoenix and, of course, on down towards Tucson, Arizona. We've got some flash flood watches going into effect, and you could have periods of heavy rain in those areas, so you got to be prepared for that. And, of course, watch the forecasts as they develop as well. This heads over east into the southern part of New Mexico, down in the Las Cruces area, so you want to be careful of that. Air quality alerts, Captain, tonight are almost over the entire state of Wyoming, including Casper, down through Cheyenne as well, Cody, Wyoming. This air quality alert covers pretty much the western part of Montana, including Missoula, all of Idaho, and most of Washington State, and almost all of Oregon tonight. So again, we've got particulate matter on the rise. We've got those. We've got smoke from the fires, all leading into one big bad soup of air quality. So be careful. Now we've also got excessive heat warnings that are coming up in Southern California. This is going to be out, of course, in Victorville, Barstow. As you're on the way to Las Vegas, Las Vegas is going to clock in, forecasted on Monday, at 109 degrees. Also, excessive heat warnings up in the central part of California, Fresno and Bakersfield, and so forth. So you've got a lot going on in terms of that heat coming up, and we'll keep you posted on it.
All right. Well, through Tuesday, heavy rainfall may lead to all of this flooding we're telling you about up there in the panhandle of Florida, as well as across the southeast. Right behind this one, unfortunately, is another storm called Grace. Grace is already starting to build up some speed, and it's moving a little faster. Now, this one is going to probably miss Florida, but it's going to come across the Gulf, and it looks like it could intensify and hit the southeastern corner of Texas from Brownsville on up to about Galveston, is what that's looking like. But in the meantime, Kyle, in the Atlantic, we have a third system, which is getting very close to being a tropical storm, possibly will be today. The conditions are favorable for it to develop into a tropical storm. It's going to slowly approach Bermuda. And when it gets down by Bermuda, it's going to turn west. And when west of Bermuda is what, Kyle?
What is that?
Florida.
Florida. Yeah.
It's when it gets the Bermuda turns west, it's going to come to Florida. Now, this storm looks like as if it's going to be, we're going to have like a three-bang effect here over the next 7 to 10 days. That's what it's looking like right now. So, but the second one, Grace, as I said, is going to miss us for the most part. The southern part of Florida may get some more rain. Not that they need it. They've had plenty of it, but it looks like they're going to get more rain. But this, the one that's, hasn't got a name yet, Tropical Depression 8, which will be Henri, looks like as if it's going to come over, and it might split the state in two, come right across, and then you got the people on the right side are going to get this, and the people on the left side are going to get that, and that's how that works. So that's interesting, because that happened once before, years ago, let me see, when we had Hurricane Charlie, we had like three storms, boom, 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 one right after another.
That's right. And so,
but those are hurricanes, these aren't.
Yeah, but again, the activity is what the big problem is here. It's and that could be the double whammies, as you say.
Yeah. Now somebody just asked me about flooding. Where's the flooding specifically going to be? Well, follow the track of the storm. Go to the National Hurricane Center and take a look at it. I'm looking at the Big Bend area being the extreme right side of the flooding. Not wind now. The wind is a little bit smaller area. But the wind is pretty much coming straight up towards Pensacola, a little bit east. And it looks like Frank Silvato might be getting a surprise for the next day or two.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it looks like it's coming right to his backyard.
Yep.
So he's supposed to call in today, so I guess we'll find out soon enough, won't we?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, but there you go, and that's what we got. Now, folks, the Pilot and Flying J bring you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Remember, pull on in there. If you're not a member of the Drivers Club, join it while you're there. Go inside and say, hey, the captain sent me, told me to get a free cup of coffee, and then walk over to the kiosk and join the Truckers Club. You're going to get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. And once you get them accumulated, you can use them just like money to turn around and buy stuff or to save on the things that you buy in there other than the fuel at the fuel pump. So there you go. So it's a good deal. And the RVers, you can do the same thing with the RV club. Right, Kyle?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, also, once you've joined up, don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app, because that's going to give you, that's the key to everything in terms of looking at your points, saving your points, and monitoring all your progress for Pilot Flying J.
Righty. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and yours truly on hour number two. And we're going to talk about the science that the Democrats choose to ignore. It's going to be an interesting story, and it involves Mike Lindell and what he tried to do last week and what they tried to do to him. Quite a story going on there. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.